I have made a number of videos on the current mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. People keep on asking me, especially those from outside the UK, why or how London voted for this man. Now, unfortunately, this does not seem to be a question that can be answered by looking at policies or his personality, for example. It rather and increasingly seems to be a question of identity, and specifically ethnic identity. In 2012, and in a fact widely celebrated in the media, London became, for the first time in its history, a majority non-white British city. The trend towards greater diversity continued after then. By 2015, the black and ethnic minority population of London was estimated at 44%. Incidentally, this was Sadiq Khan's exact share of the vote in the first round of the mayoral election in 2016. Some in the media, such as Richard Seymour here, took Khan's victory as evidence that the backlash against multiculturalism was over. It only took 2 years and an incredible increase in crime across the board for the far-left firebrand George Galloway to be calling Sadiq Khan a failed experiment. However, it's worth taking a closer look at the 2016 results, because we should be clear on who exactly is embracing multiculturalism with their votes and who is using their votes to conduct, to use George Galloway's words, this experiment on the Capitol. This is a map of Khan's mayoral win in 2016. The red boroughs were won by him, the blue boroughs were won by Zach Goldsmith of the Conservatives. Now let's look at a map of London broken into ethnicity. The darker red patches have populations of over 45% ethnic minorities. The pale beige patches have less than 1% ethnic minorities. Incidentally, I live in one of them. So we can see very clearly the whitest regions, and for lack of a better phrase, the bamiest regions. This appears to have been an active strategy on Labour's part, who ran two other candidates, David Lammy and Diane Abbott, both of whom are black, and they eventually lost out to Khan, of course. But on the theory that demographics are destiny, this is perhaps unsurprising, given that the Asian population in London is bigger than the black population. Anyway, let's put the two maps side by side. There we go. And I'm just going to use my favourite program, MS Paint, here to draw a rough shape around the boroughs that voted for Khan and those that are most densely BAME. You can see the similarity in the shape, and the trend becomes even harder when you look at the percentage win for Khan. The darker blue colours here represent a bigger win for him. Let's put that side by side with the ethnicity map, and you can see once again that the darkest blue areas on the right correspond with the darkest red areas on the left. In 2016, the Financial Times ran analytics on polling and voting data and found that there was a pretty strong correlation between areas with ethnicity white non-British and voting Labour, and conversely a strong correlation between ethnicity not black and voting Conservative. Now, in 2012, remember that Boris Johnson won a second term as Mayor of London, but in 2016, Khan flipped three boroughs that had previously voted for Johnson. These were Wandsworth, Merton, both in the southwest of London there, and Enfield up in North London. Now, you'll have noticed that much of the ethnicity data we've been drawing from so far is dated to 2011, which was when the last census was held. But we can assume that the ethnic minority population in London and in these boroughs specifically increased from 2012 when Johnson won to 2016 when Khan won. Well, actually, we don't even need to assume. There is some data available. First, let's look at migration patterns. London has a net negative internal migration. This means more locals who are much more likely to be white British move out than move in. Meanwhile, international migration is a net positive. You can see the population of London rising in every age category, 5.7% on average, but look at the 0 to 15 age bracket there, an 8.3% rise from 2011 after 2015. That's your international immigrants having lots of babies. Let's drill down into each of these three boroughs that flipped. Here's Wandsworth, and you can see that the projected demographic increases of between 22% and 52% for ethnic minority groups between 2001 and 2021. Similar projections in Merton, where the ethnic minority population was 37% in 2014, but they expect it to be 40% by 2020. Likewise in Enfield, which if you remember in 2010 on the map was a relatively white area with 40.5% of the population marked white British in the 2011 census. At the last estimate, that number was down to 35%. So you can see that this is not simply a trend, but a rapid change. For the white British population percentage to decrease by 5% in Enfield in less than 10 years is a major demographic shift. So, by all current projections, London is set to get ever less white British and ever more BAME. Sadiq Khan is up for re-election in 2020, assuming he's dropped his ambition to become leader of the Labour Party and runs again. And it seems to me that despite his awful record on crime and his spectacular lack of actually doing anything beyond virtue signalling, simply will not matter to these ethnic minority voters who appear to be voting in ethnic solidarity rather than on policies or results. That is, the vote is based almost exclusively on identity rather than on political ideology or even personality, given that Mr. Khan has no discernible charisma or even basic skills of public speaking. So yes, I'm afraid it's perfectly possible, but we'll still have Sadiq Khan as mayor as late as 2024.
A very special thanks to Cult of the Lich, The Crimson Satyr, Sir Percy Blakeney, Macadamia Nut, Stephen Thomas, Jonathan Eubanks, Mike Jones, The Ambivalent Onion, Time Stealer, Cosger, Holy Spatula, Tragic Vision, Michael Burt, Ginger Bill, Blake Barrows, and Edward Darrah.